Texas farmers like J. Allen Carnes say their business is in jeopardy if Congress stays on the sidelines of the immigration reform debate.
It's real simple. You're going to see the ag industry declining and becoming smaller and smaller in this country.
Carnes helps run Winter Garden Produce in Uvalde. Tall and thin, he wears cowboy boots and blue jeans. His operation grows and ships produce like cabbage, onion, and broccoli, and relies on immigrant labor to help make ends meet. Carnes says they had labor shortages a few years ago. They even had to leave some crops on the field as a result. Things are better now, but critics say current policy is lacking and won't meet the long-term demand for immigrant labor. It's up to Congress to figure out a viable long-term solution.
The option that we're left with around here, if we're going to grow our businesses and grow the industry in Texas, is to look at agricultural visa-type programs.
Carnes says he hires legal workers. Many other farmers try to as well. Still, a large number of foreign workers are in the U.S. illegally. The Obama administration is calling for immigration reform to address the problem. In the meantime, it's cracking down on employers. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have been going through thousands of employment documents from businesses and farms nationwide. The ongoing audits worry many producers.
An ag employer comes to find out that half of his workforce has false papers, basically, and they rip that from out from under him. Well, all of a sudden, he's only got half of his workforce.
Steve Pringle with the Texas Farm Bureau says it's not helpful for the government to step up enforcement without addressing the underlying problems.
We're hoping that Congress is beginning to recognize the stranglehold that has been placed on agriculture.
Congressman Ciro Rodriguez is all for immigration reform, but, like many lawmakers, says the Senate needs to take the lead.
I know my Winter Garden area, the producers there, need some help and some support. I know my sheep and goat industry needs support.
Senator John Cornyn has been dealing with immigration from his perch on the Judiciary Committee, where efforts to craft a bipartisan approach have the Texas Republican working cooperatively with a New York Democrat. Cornyn says the needs of the agriculture industry must prevail in one key area of contention in the debate.
Any comprehensive immigration program needs to have a guest worker program. When the economy is good, when we need the workers, we can dial it up. And when it's not good, we can dial it back.
Right now, there is a visa program for temporary agricultural workers. But advocates say it's cumbersome, leaves dairy farmers out, and doesn't meet the demand for workers. In some ways, Texas is better situated than most states to continue to function as the debate plays out. Its proximity to Mexico allows for a steadier supply of guest workers. Plus, some agricultural producers choose to take their operations across the border. Carnes says he's not about to do that.
We're a Texas company. We're going to stay right here.
A revamped guest worker program is part of the recent framework unveiled by New York Democrat Chuck Schumer and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. That framework also includes a path to legalization for certain illegal immigrants, tough border enforcement, and a new biometric social security card to ensure a legal workforce. The problem is Congress has been bogged down with health care and the economy, and many lawmakers don't want to take on such a controversial issue leading up to the midterm elections.
Just like with health care, there's a point in time that it becomes a wedge issue that's used against the other side.
Rodriguez and other Texas Democrats have signed on to a bipartisan ag jobs bill to help farmers deal with agricultural worker needs. Some have also signed on to a separate comprehensive immigration reform bill in the House. It's not expected to get much traction. Meanwhile, many Lone Star Republicans prefer to go the route of a resolution calling for tough enforcement. Mark Rosenblum with the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute says the immigration reform debate involves strange bedfellows and bipartisan alliances. At the same time, lawmakers are always looking for votes.
The historic coalitions have been labor unions and social conservatives opposing more generous immigration policies, and business groups and political liberals favoring more generous immigration.
Reform advocates say immigrants are good for the economy, even in a recession. Businesses want a generous supply of workers. Labor leaders say they want to protect American jobs. While politicians and interest groups argue, producers like Carnes are stuck waiting. He says reform would give him and his business some stability.
Knowledge that we would have a workforce for years to come.
Farmers and advocates worry that's how long it will take to reform the system. For Texas Public Radio News, I'm Manuel Quiñones, Capital News Connection.